During the special holidays we see throughout the year, we adorn our homes with beautiful living plants. What a wonderful way to help hasten spring and to ensure we enjoy some living color in our lives that is unequaled by any other thing. When we think about Easter, we also think about spring. Funny, how spring actually appears at a different time each year, as does Easter. The date that Easter falls follows the Jewish calendar, which is based on the lunar cycles, while our regular calendar is based on the sun. Easter can fall on a Sunday anytime between March 22 and April 25. The Passover full moon or Paschal full moon was determined by historical tables, and is the first full moon after the vernal equinox, otherwise known as the beginning of spring in the Northern Hemisphere. This first full moon determines the date of Easter, as the Sunday immediately following that first full moon is Easter Sunday. I have lots of cool things blooming right now. The Easter cactus, also called the Christmas cactus, is a great houseplant that responds to a specific day length which initiates the bloom. We do not have to do anything to make this happen, as this plant is an easy keeper that with a small amount of care will keep blooming for years to come. Water thoroughly when the surface of the soil feels dry and keep it in bright light. Any of the spring flowering bulbs are also available around Easter. Although they only bring color for a week or two, they still remind us of spring and are welcome in these last cooler days prior to the outdoors coming alive. Crocus, tulips, daffodils, iris and hyacinths are all readily available and relatively economical if you are purchasing them. If you like to force bulbs for indoor bloom, simply place the bulbs in a cool environment, like the crisper of your fridge, for 12 to 14 weeks and then bring them out into your home to enjoy a riot of color. It is best to give them this cold period when they are already in pots, as we are mimicking Mother Nature and typical fall conditions. Other good choices for blooming plants for Easter include gardenias, azaleas, mums and even Gerbera daisies. They are all short-lived houseplants, but if cared for properly will bring some color to your home for a few weeks. After a long, cold winter, blooming plants bring a great deal of happiness to our homes. Kalanchoe is another short-lived houseplant. It is actually a succulent with large, green leaves and clusters of small flowers that bloom for many weeks indoors. Again, this plant is relatively inexpensive, which might allow you to enjoy a more varied explosion of blooms without causing financial distress. Indoor hydrangeas, as either a cut flower or a potted plant, are always amazing. They are usually available in white, pink or blue and last well if they are potted. I am always thrilled by anything that is a blue flower, and if it is the right kind of hydrangea and it is grown in an acidic environment, the blooms are a lovely blue, reminding me of the seashore areas of England. Hanbridge is the lead horticulturist with orchid horticulture. Find us at www.orchidhort.com, by email at info@orchidhort.com, on Facebook at orchidhort and on Instagram at #orchidhort. Tune in to Grow Live on our Facebook page or check out the YouTube channel GROW.